We'll see how it goes. We're trying to find our way, but we are still coming together. I hope you saw my email this week. I had some responses to it. Right now, we need to be prayer warriors. Right now, we need to be on our knees seeking the Lord in prayer as a church and individually. Because for everything that's going on, if you want to talk about the news today, and if it bothers you, guess what our best response is? And regardless of what you choose to do as an individual, our greatest response needs to be seeking the Lord. And so, hope you saw my email. Take a look at it. That is my encouragement to you this week. Today, the Lord has put on my heart and mind. Somebody told me this morning that should have been my sermon today. And well, the Lord led me in another similar direction, but He's put on my heart and mind to talk about our cares, and especially our cares in this world. It's a revisiting of a familiar topic. We've talked about this, and recently, actually, I preached on it not that long ago, but I really feel like the Lord put this on my heart and mind, and so we're revisiting this topic about casting our cares on the Lord today. But we are dealing with really crazy times right now, a crazy culture right now. I could just go on and on about every time I turn on the news or I pull up YouTube and watch people, there's Twitter cancellations, there's autonomous zones, on and on and on, and it's just a crazy culture we're in right now. It is easy to become, just turn it off, right? Just flip it off, don't even bother watching it, right? But it's real easy. You turn it on, you watch it, it's real easy to become worried or afraid. The cares of life can easily choke out our spiritual life, our desire to seek God's word. It can choke out our desires for church. It could choke out our desires for a spiritual life. But, friends, God does not want us to be afraid. He doesn't want us to be worried. Instead, He wants us to be full of His peace and full of faith. God wants us to be relying and trusting in Him. God also wants us to act wisely and courageously when it's needed. Today, God is speaking us through His Word. We're going to take a look at what God's Word says about this issue of turning to God during times of trouble, turning to God with our cares and with our worries and our frustrations. If you are even remotely concerned, do you have cares today? Do you have worries today about what's going on in the world around us? Our Lord is ready to take those cares. He's ready to receive them. Amen. God is ready to take those cares today. Any fears that you might have, He wants to take those. He's ready for us to lean on. Cast your cares on the Lord today. Psalm chapter 55, verse 22, and you'll also see on the screen there, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Says this, cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. Hopefully you can see that up there. Cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be moved. And then Peter, almost in the same words, reflecting what the psalmist just wrote there, says, cast all your care upon Him because He cares for you. Cast your cares. Cast your burdens. God cares about your worries and your hurts and your frustrations, any of those concerns that you have, those worries that you might have that are going on that you're thinking about wrestling with. God cares about those. God knows what you're struggling with, and He cares what you are personally struggling with. Whatever you are worried about, concerned about, and maybe it's not the culture around you. Maybe what the government and the people and all that, maybe that's not your concern. Maybe your concern is for our younger people, maybe it's when they're going to go back to school or if they're going to go back to school. Maybe your concern is what's going on with your job. Whatever that worry, that concern is, God cares. Are you burdened with bank lines? I decided I was going to go ahead and try to deposit my check in person instead of online, and I drove to the bank, and I saw the line and I backed my car right back out and I left. I was not about to deal with those bank lines. Maybe you're worried about bank lines. Maybe you're worried about wearing masks like we're doing in church today. Maybe you're worried about what you see on the news. Perhaps you're worried about people at your work getting sent home from work. Maybe that's the sort of kind of thing that is burdening you. Maybe that's the sort of kind of thing that's been on your heart and on your mind that you're worried about. God cares about those things. Give those things, give those concerns to the Lord. God cares about those. Give your frustrations and your problems to the Lord. God desires to sustain those, as the passage says up there. He desires to sustain those that trust in Him. He wants to sustain you. He wants to keep you going. And God can do that. He desires to be near to you. He desires for His peace to be in your heart. He wants you to know that peace. He wants you to know that care and that love that He has for you, that He wants to pour into your heart. He wants you to know that and to feel that personally. He wants your mind to just be established, not worried, not frustrated about those things. He knows you're worried and frustrated about. And yet, God is waiting on us to go to Him with those concerns. God is waiting on us to take those problems to Him, to go to the Lord on our knees, to seek Him in prayer. We need to be a praying people. Perhaps that's not your thing. Perhaps you don't like to spend lots of time in prayer. But God is waiting on us to take that to Him. Ronnie and his buddies went hiking in the woods. Ronnie decided he would be the responsible one, and so Ronnie filled a backpack full of water bottles. And you know how much water bottles can weigh. So he's wearing a backpack full of water bottles. They're hiking about 2 miles in. Ronnie had had enough, and so he sits down on a stump, and his friends look over at him, and, "Ronnie, what's bothering you, man? Why are you panting so heavily, and why are you sitting there on that stump?" He's like, "Man, I've been carrying this backpack full of water bottles for 2 miles now." And his friend looks at him and says, "Brother, I wish you would have said something. I didn't realize you were carrying a backpack full of water bottles. I would have helped you out. I would have carried the load. I don't mind helping out. We should have said something. You should have said something." Ronnie never asked for help. God is ready to give us His help. He's ready to give us His peace. He's ready to give us His joy. He's ready to give us His comfort. He's ready to touch and bless your faith. God is ready for you to know His presence and His touch, but He's waiting for you to ask Him for it, to seek Him for it. Blessed are those that seek Him. Seek first the kingdom of God. There is a reward and a blessing in seeking Him and going to Him. You have not because you ask not. God is waiting on us to go to Him. Today we have a great opportunity to take our worries, to take our cares, to take our concerns and frustrations to the Lord, to allow Him to minister to our hearts today. We have this great opportunity here this morning that we are going to seek the Lord. We're going to put our faith in God and really open our hearts to Him and seek Him. Would you like the Lord to minister to your heart today? I know I would. I want the Lord to minister to my heart as well. The Lord cares about your cares. He's concerned with your troubles. We will pray for the Lord to minister to you, to all of us today. Really believe, really receive His care. Worry and fear can eat away at a person. Your burdens, your worries can eat away at a person. It can cause you to feel the need to overwork. It can cause you to have sleepless nights. People to lay awake worrying about what's going on in their life, at their job, what's going on with their friends, with their family. We've had friends of mine that have lost family members recently. That's something that's been burdening them. Psalm chapter 127, I want to tell you, God wants to give you rest. In Psalm chapter 127, verse 2, it says this: "It is vain for you to rise up early, to stay up late, and to eat the bread of hard toil. For he gives sleep to his beloved. He gives sleep to his beloved. This psalm was written to one that was toiling at building their house, at building that house which the Lord wasn't building. The psalmist says, if the Lord doesn't build the house, he's laboring in vain. That's who this psalm was written to. One who is laboring in vain. Unless the Lord builds it, we labor for no point. We want to be about what the Lord wants us to be about. It's funny, in class today, in the kids' class, in the youth class today, we read about how Paul and some of his brethren wanted to go into a certain area, and the Lord forbade. The Lord said, no, you're not going into that area. Instead, I have you to go over here into Macedonia. Why? Because unless the Lord builds the house, it would have been pointless for them to go over into this area. There would have been, I mean, maybe they could have done a little good, but where God wanted them was in Macedonia. Unless the Lord builds a house. We can overwork. God wants us to have that rest. We can overwork ourselves to make sure that that business or that that ministry or whatever it is that we're working on, we can overwork ourselves at times. Overburden ourselves because we're worried about that business, because we're stressed about that ministry. We can overwork ourselves and overburden ourselves to see that thing become successful. Wife keeps asking her husband, dear, why are you constantly missing dinner late nights at the office? That gets pretty telling if you're neglecting your family because of your burden for your ministry or your successful career. When you begin to neglect family, your wife, your children, wife neglects her husband, that's pretty telling about how stressed or concerned you are about that business. But God wants to give us that rest. I read in Larry Burkett's money management book that this scripture that we're looking at on the screen there, this scripture is one of his pivotal scriptures for understanding that he shouldn't be overworking to see the success of his ministry or of his business or of his career. You see, even Larry Burkett in his book, Money Management, knew that there needs to be a line where we give it to God. There needs to be a line where we know to rest in him. God has no issues with us being focused. God has no issues with us being hardworking. In fact, I believe that God would want us to be focused and hardworking in our lives. I believe that God would want us to be successful in our endeavors and to be focused and hardworking in those businesses, in those ministries, or even in school for our young people. God wants you to be focused and hardworking, but he doesn't want us to be burning out the candle. The same business or ministry can cause us to lie awake at night, stressed about that, worried about that, frustrated about it. The same can be true from watching the news. We turn on the news, we flip on the TV or the computer. You open up your phone and you put on the news, and it can cause us to be burdened, to be uneasy, to not have that stress, to have that stress, to not feel that peace, to be worried about it, fearful about it, to be worried about the COVID-19. And it's not that these things don't exist, but God wants us to give it to him. God wants us to surrender our worries, our concerns to him and find that rest, that sleep even, in him. He wants us to cast our cares on him. So we see biblically we are to cast our cares on the Lord and to find our spiritual, our emotional rest both, and maybe our physical rest too, to find our sleep. To begin to cast our concerns and cares on the Lord, it takes faith and it takes trusting in God. It takes trusting in the one who gave us the Word of God. It takes faith. We sing the song, "The Lord Knows the Way Through the Wilderness." You guys know that song? How many of you remember that song? "The Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow You remember that song? The Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. You see, the song is true. He orders our steps. He knows the path that he has for us. He guides our path. He leads us by his Spirit. God guides, God directs. He knows the way he wants us to go. All it takes is for us to begin to trust in him, for us to begin to rest on him, to begin to believe that he's got the right direction for us. It takes that faith. It takes that trust to begin to rely on that peace and that joy that he has for us, to not feel like we have to take it all into our own hands, that we have to be the ones that fix it. Yes, we can do our part to try to fix it, and we should try to do our part. What we can, we should try to do, but ultimately we need to rest and rely on God, who's guiding us down that path of life. The Lord knows the way through the wilderness. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9 says this: a person's heart plans his way, but the Lord determines his steps. We can come up with all the plans, and it even encourages, it says they do this. A person plans his way. A person should plan his way. A person should have a direction for their lives. We should have a direction for this church, for this ministry. You should have a plan, a direction for your business, for your job. There's a plan, there's a direction. But at the end of the day, we need to leave it with God. The Lord knows the way through the wilderness. We need to put it in God's hands. Look to the Spirit to guide our hearts and our lives. Look to God's Spirit to give us that direction, to show us where we need to go and what we need to be doing. One of the things that we always pray as a church board is we always ask for God's wisdom. Why? Because ultimately, even though we can plan every little jot and every little detail of what we're doing as a church, ultimately, we want God's plan. We want God's direction for us, not just our own. Friends, we should already be asking prayer for our world. If you are having those concerns or worries, we should already as a church be praying for our world. But when you learn to rely on God's guidance, you can start to rest in him. It is so sweet, as the song says, it's so sweet to trust in Jesus. It is so sweet. We need to be seeking the Lord in prayer. But when we have that faith and that trust in God, we can rest in him, and it becomes so sweet. It becomes so encouraging to our hearts because we know he's in control. We know he's leading us the way that we should go. Resting in the Lord does not mean the problems always get vaporized. They always disappear. But we know who is in control. The problem can be there. The problem can still exist. And honestly, if we seek God for this world, those problems may not go away immediately, but we know that God is in control. We know that he who made this world has his hands on our lives, especially if we seek him for it. We know that he's in control. We can relax sweetly. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus. As God's words tell us in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7, the person who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence indeed is the Lord, is blessed. He will be like a tree planted by water. It sends its roots out toward the stream. It doesn't fear when heat comes, and its foliage remains green. It will not worry in a year of drought or cease producing fruit. You have God's favor when you trust in his word, when you're seeking God's word, the one who trusts in the Lord. If you're seeking God's word, seeking what God's direction for your life, you have his favor, his blessing on you, and especially if you are a doer of the word. We seek the Lord. We seek His word. We want to do His word. We know that God's blessing is on those that do this, whose confidence is in the Lord, who's following after the Lord. They are like a tree planted firmly. They're blessed. God is nourishing you. When you are a seeker of God and trusting in His word, God nourishes you through that word. God nourishes and supports you by His Spirit. You're like a tree planted by the water, firmly planted. I will not be moved because I know who has me, who's in control. I will not be moved, and I'm nourished by the Lord, by His word and His Spirit, and I'm so grateful for that. And when the heat comes, look at that verse. When the heat comes, the heat doesn't go away. Jeremiah is not saying that the heat will just disappear and it'll be nice weather from then on. No, he says when the heat comes, it won't affect that tree planted. When the heat comes, you will still be like green, like a leaf. You'll still be blossoming. You'll still be fruitful. You'll still be blessed. God has still got you in control. God is still taking care of you. You are that tree that's being blessed by God despite the heat. And when the year of drought comes, see what Jeremiah says. The drought's not going away. I've said this so many times. God doesn't always take us out of our problem. He takes us through our problem. The drought doesn't go away. He doesn't say that suddenly it's rain for everybody. But He says, no, you're going to be like that tree. The drought doesn't just disappear, but you will continue to produce fruit. Amen. We can be fruitful. We can be blessed despite the drought, despite the heat, despite what's going on in the world around us. You can remain blessed because you remain in God and in His word. All right, brother and sister, are you letting go of your worries and of your concerns? Oh, now we are. Now we're trusting in God. We're letting those go to God. We're breathing easier now, maybe even sleeping at night because we've given those things to the Lord. So now we can pretend like the problems don't exist, right? No. Thank you, brother. No, of course not. We can't just pretend like the problems don't exist. We can't be blind to the problems that are around us. I've told you many times, just like I said a little bit ago, God doesn't always take us out of it. God takes us through. God doesn't always take us out of the storms. God gives us the strength and the courage to go through the storms, through it. God would have us to do what is necessary for our situation. God would have us to be wise. God would have us to be bold at times. God would have us to be courageous when needed. We must act with wisdom and courage granted by God. Think of all the prophets who not only spoke what God told them to speak, but those same prophets often had to have the courage to speak it before kings, before countries. What if they truly believed, what if those same prophets truly believed what God told them to speak, but they lacked the courage to speak it? What would become of God's word at that point? Think of Esther, who wanted to remain quiet. The book of Esther doesn't refer to Esther as being this bold, at least not from the onset, doesn't refer to her as being this absolutely bold and courageous woman. No, she wanted to remain quiet. And Mordecai says, but cousin, what if God has put you here for just a time as this? Think of Esther and the courage that she needed to be able to go to the king and tell him what was going on with Herod. Think of Jesus himself, who didn't want to suffer. Jesus is, he's praying, he's asking the Lord, you know, let this cup pass, but nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Think of Jesus. He didn't want to suffer, but told the Father that he wanted God's will to be done. Trust in God is not an excuse to stay silent when there is suffering. It's not an excuse to ignore the problem. Jesus told his disciples in Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. He said this, "Look, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and as harmless as doves." I've been preaching to you today to cast your burdens on the Lord. I've encouraged you, seek him in prayer. Our church needs to be praying for the problems in the world today. Seek the Lord, cast your burdens on him, trust in the Lord, rest in the Lord, right? But that is not an excuse not to act. It's not an excuse to not speak when we need to, especially if the Lord directs us to. The Lord is our shepherd. We are his sheep. We follow after him. We rest in him. We depend on him. But there are wolves that would love to tear all that down. We are those sheep, but there are wolves that would love to go after those sheep, and we must be aware of that. We can't ignore that. We must be aware of that. The enemy wants to take our kids. The enemy wants to take our youth. The enemy wants to take our family. He doesn't want us here. He doesn't want us in church. The enemy doesn't want us worshiping the Lord. The enemy doesn't want, Satan doesn't want us in his word. Satan would love nothing better than convince you that this is a waste of time. We must be aware of what the enemy's doing. The goal is to be wise, to have God's wisdom, to be, what does the verse says there? He's sending out sheep, and he says, therefore, be wise as a serpent. The goal is to be wise, to have God's wisdom, to see the danger, to speak when we need to speak, to act when we need to act, because wisdom, the application of knowledge, would do just that. It would apply what you know. You know when God wants you to speak. You know when God wants you to act and to do that. The goal is to be wise. And yet, we are to never defile the pure nature of God's word. Holy anger is not an excuse to sin. Being angry about problems in the world is not an excuse to retaliate with sin, with sinful behavior. We need to be wise and do what God calls us to do, but without sin. Stay innocent in all that you do and in all that you say. That would be my encouragement for you. The Lord put on my heart to speak to you about cares. I believe God wants us to cast our cares on him. I believe even right now, today, we're going to act on this. We're going to seek the Lord in prayer. I believe God wants us to cast our cares on him. God wants to give you rest. God wants to pour his peace into your hearts, to give you that comfort that you might need. Trust in the Lord. It starts with faith. It starts with believing that he is able. It starts with, of course, really it starts with believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and establishing that relationship with him. And if there's any watching that needs Jesus as their Lord and Savior, I encourage you today as we seek the Lord, ask him into your heart. But it takes that faith. It takes that trust in the Lord that he is able to give you that peace, to give you that comfort. But we're going to cast our cares on the Lord today. He wants to give you his rest. But he also wants us to have wisdom and courage to face what we're going through right now, what's going on in the world today. I haven't been real specific about what's going on in the world. I don't feel the need. You guys can turn on the news. You see what's going on. I don't feel the need to be specific. But that specific need that's on your heart, that specific worry, that specific care, give it to God today. We're going to go to the Lord. Today we put our faith in the Lord right now. We're going to seek him, and he will comfort our hearts.